There are few performers who have such an outsized influence on their craft that when you ask a critic who they influenced, the answer comes back like this.
Everybody. Everybody.
That's jazz writer Howard Mandel, author of the book Miles Ornette Cecil, Jazz Beyond Jazz, talking about the jazz saxophone player Ornette Coleman.
Everybody. Coltrane, certainly. Sun Ra was already there, and it gave him license to do it more. Albert Eiler, Roscoe Mitchell, and Joseph Jarman, and the rest of the Art Ensemble, Lester Bowie. It doesn't mean Gil Evans, Miles, everybody.
In Mandel's estimation, Ornette Coleman, in his playing, in his style, in his approach to life, transformed jazz like no one who came after him.
He just said, I'm not going to worry about the structures and the formalities. I know them, or I have a sense of them, but my expression can be direct, and anybody's can be.
Ornette Coleman appeared seemingly out of nowhere. One biographer called him a walking myth. He spoke in a knowing, elliptical style about his music and about life.
Ornette has a brilliant use of language. I mean, it's so unique, the way he speaks and thinks.
Here he is talking about the impact of music in 2008.
Making music is like a form of religion for me, because it soothes the heart and increases the pleasure of the brain. And most of all, it's very enjoyable to express something that you can only hear and can't see. That's a pretty good equalization there.
And if his speaking style left some scratching their heads, his music was, to say the least, outside of the mainstream. Summing it all up, Howard Mandel says,
people were puzzled.
Though he personally says he doesn't understand why. Here's Mandel talking about Coleman's 1959 album, The Shape of Jazz to Come.
It puzzles me today why people were puzzled by that record, because it's so melodic and it's so interactive. It really, and the song forms are slightly unusual, but they're nothing disturbing. So I've never understood why that record was considered so radical.
But people were puzzled nonetheless. So much so, Mandel says, that some even wondered whether Ornette Coleman was for real.
Many listeners, critics, were very admiring of Ornette's sound and his idealism. But other people thought that he was a charlatan, a con man.
Mandel dismisses that kind of thinking out of hand. Coleman, he says, was simply an original character.
Ornette was born way on the wrong side of the tracks, extremely poor.
Ornette Coleman grew up in Fort Worth, Texas, during the Great Depression, a time when, Mandel says,
there was no expectation for a little black kid in the Depression to make anything of himself, and he must have had an incredible amount of drive and somehow some self-confidence to persist.
All indications are that Coleman was completely self-taught as a musician. But when he arrived on the scene, that is, New York City in 1959, it became clear almost instantly, Mandel says, that this was a gifted, unusual performer.
Ornette shocked the American jazz world. Here was somebody who was completely upsetting the apple cart. And all of a sudden, here comes this guy who's like, doesn't talk like anyone. He doesn't act like anyone. And man, he is making a sound that is raising people's consciousness.
Ornette Coleman, Mandel says, was not in music to be famous. He didn't play jazz to make money. Instead, he was out to prove something to himself and to the world.
The way people live is with this sort of improvisatory sense, and we accept a lot of random elements or elements that don't proceed strictly logically or in a formulaic way. And Ornette just reminded people of that.
For VOA News, I'm Eric Felton.